teething. Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens.
A show where we talk about all things drag, because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm, mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, and we are so excited because we are back to reviewing some Drag Race. Ugh. Very exciting. We took a nice break, but Here we are. We're back with Canada's Drag Race Season 4. I'm excited. Are you excited?
It's time for us to do as we say, not as we do. We will bring out the semi-qualified. If you ever go to our track record and go, what the hell are they talking about? They went home first. Their fashion was terrible. They can't. What are they talking about? This is what makes the show semi-qualified. And we are very excited because it's a Canadian season. So We know the girlies are listening. They're tapped in.
Oh, I remember we did the review of the outfits and I woke up to many messages.
Of course.
And I went, oh, they're listening. They are listening. They said, oh, I'm sorry. Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to know what you think. So hello, Season 4 girlies. Me and Cynthia are here. We are chit-chatting about your season. And I'm going to say this at the beginning. This is all love.
Love.
This is just for fun. Yes. We love you guys. There is no hate here. There is no shade here. Anything that we said would be things that we would say to your face. So it's not shady. It's not behind your back. And we love you. And this is just entertainment. So.
Absolutely. If we ever get shady, it's just honestly how we feel. It's like, it's just what's going through our brain at the moment. You know?
And if we didn't like the look, that's just us.
Then fix the look.
We didn't like the look. I went home first with an ugly thing that I threw on. And Cynthia wore a giant disc with a pixie cut, you know?
Yeah. Things happen. You know, let's boogie, let's shake. So we start off this season a little differently. We get Brooklyn Heights out of drag, kicking things off and just goes, hi, welcome to season 4.
Hey.
We've got a twist. We have a twist this season. But we will tell you about that later. Schwing.
Gone.
It's like a cold open. It's a quick open. That's just like, there'll be a twist. Just wait. And then we dive into our drag queens. Who do we have first walking through that workroom, Juice?
So first up, we have Venus walks in a crushed velvet, skin tight, high waisted bodysuit. And a tiny skirt that lasts all but 10 seconds before she rips it off. Gone. But something that's different is Venus comes in and it's just Venus.
Yes.
Just Venus.
Just Venus. Because we're actually kind of switching things up. It's not like a regular season where the queens accumulate in the workroom at the same time. It's quickly become a fashion show. This is actually the premiere ball. We find out later, but the editing kind of just jumps right into it where it's like, at first I thought Venus was being camp and just leaving the workroom. And then the second girl walks in and I'm like, oh, they're doing a thing. Okay.
Oh,
It's a bit.
So what did you think of the look?
Well, for the scraps of fabric that it was, I loved it. No, I'm just kidding. When you said high-waisted, I was like, oh, it's beyond high. It's like, it is dental floss until like sternum.
Yes.
But it's amazing because she has like, not to like prioritize like a skinny body as being like the ultimate body, but her proportions, she's like a fashion illustration. She has such long legs that this kind of cut is going to emphasize this. And I thought it was hilarious. I love the hair, love the legs, and love the branding. She just slapped it right on her chest. It's like a name card. I'm Venus. Mm-hmm. Hear me roar.
I love the fabric. Like, I love a crushed velvet. You know how much I love a crushed velvet.
You do.
I love a crushed velvet, especially with like a crystal like that says her name on it. I love. Now, I need to say the things that I don't love.
Bring it on. And I feel because I loved a lot of this.
I love a lot of it, and I love the hair, but the hairline.
Was she a bit the back?
Oh, she's a bit far back.
That's one thing you clock her on. I thought it was giving me more real estate for cheekbone. I just thought it made it look like she had an even wider cheekbone.
No, for me, it was just a little too far back. It almost looked like she had plucked that section. Like, so it was like, like it felt like there needed to be like hair there. It just, for me, it was a little far back. And something about her makeup in this lighting, I've seen Venus's makeup in person.
Minimal, but striking.
But something about the lighting in the workroom doesn't do it much favors, you know? But that changes as the episode goes on. Like, I feel like her makeup on the runway and in Untucked is fabulous. But
she painted softer for that intro. She didn't do the waterline. She didn't go as, like, tight. So it almost was just giving, like, I honestly think Tracy had more makeup on than Venus.
Like, I think the PA in the back had more makeup on than Venus.
Yeah, exactly.
I think for something like this, especially with the lighting and with how little makeup Venus wears, I think the makeup that she wore at the end is as little as she can,
right?
Because it'll just cancel out, right? But other than that, fab, beautiful, and she's funny. Her confessionals are great, too.
And honestly, with a face like that, she truly can get away with, like, the tiniest amount of makeup. I noticed what you're talking about, but I thought it was such a serve. Because I was like, who else could do that? I would look crazy with that little makeup on.
I'd look insane. Yeah. I'd look like a crazy person. Yeah. So Venus leaves, and Denim walks in. Woo! Denim is our first PI queen to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And pronoun check, Denim has posted their pronouns. So Denim, he, him, out of drag, she, her, in drag. So just...
I love that.
Yeah.
I share those same pronoun preferences.
But same. But they had also said that to avoid using they, them pronouns with them. Because they really feel that. Yeah. So that was something that they had kind of like announced. So I wanted to make sure that that was something that we kind of chatted about.
Oh, the mirror chats, the pronoun mirror chats in this episode. Love it. We'll get into it. So great. But tell me, Juice, pronouns or not, what did we think of this look? This fashion look?
It was great. It felt very like something that only really Denim could wear. You know, it was kind of giving that like Willow Pill sort of level of camp. Right?
The whole, I don't want to compare queens, but I'm going to compare you to a queen. She does radiate from this energy that like reminds me of Willow Pill. Completely agree. And can we talk about the wig? The chains that are connecting the balls of hair.
Solid.
Oh, it's so cool. Hair. I know. It's my favorite part. My favorite part.
See, my favorite part's the makeup.
Oh, the makeup's always really cool. It's on the more, I say this with love, clown side for me, but it absolutely works on the, like, in the brand, in the wheelhouse. Like, it works for me.
Good. Yeah. I love it. And everything about it. And do you know what's so funny? I'm so silly. It took me a while to realize Denim was wearing denim because their name is Denim.
Juice.
It took me longer than I wanna.
That's embarrassing.
I know. I felt so stupid.
Would like give you the grace, but I'm not even. You're a dumb bitch.
It was dumb.
No, it's because you're working your brain so hard studying kinesiology right now.
Yes, I'm studying so hard.
But I loved it. I thought the look was great. I'm so excited to have more trans representation on this season. I think it's well overdue, and it'll just help be a catalyst for more conversations at like dinner tables and things where people, I don't know, you get to see the lives these people live, and it just helps debunk some things for people. So you better slay, Denim.
I love it. Who's next?
Next, we have Kiki Ko walking into the workroom. And I just know I'm going to love everything she wears. She just is the most ornate, sparkly, shiny, everything people like about drag queen. Like the fact that she makes stuff for ISIS. It's just... I can't compute like making stuff myself and then seeing what she turns out. It always just looks so good. Like already in this first episode, everything, I just smashing my keyboard going love. Yeah. It's just so fun.
Well, I think that what's great about Kiki's looks is that Kiki thinks about everything down to the like rhinestone on the nail, right? Mm-hmm. So every piece of this from the top to the bottom is completely thought out. Every little bit of it. It doesn't look like anything was just a throwaway piece.
No.
So it's just, it's hard to find anything bad about it because it's perfect. Like it's incredible.
Yeah, I'm literally so excited for this entire season. I need to I need to see every single piece. And then if she ever wants to sell it to me, I will happily wear vintage Kiki.
So Kiki, if you're listening, Cynthia is ready to join the what is it? The Kiki Co garage sale?
Oh my god, I'd be there in a minute. I'd help run it.
Next up we have Toronto. Luna Dubois walks in feeling very fashion.
Very Tangerine Dream. Okay, yes. I have to ask you, what do you think of her interviews? Like her energy in interviews, her confessionals.
It's the same thing. It's money. It's the same thing that I said when we were chatting about her before, that she is, it's almost like she's, so, it, the aura she gives off is she's too rich to be there. Like, she can't be bothered. This is too much.
The way she says hello in her confessional, she's introducing herself to the world and she's just like, hello, I'm Luna Dubois. Like, it seemed like she didn't have time for it. Like, she was so rich, she has to go do her important rich lady things.
She has to, exactly. She is the Victoria Beckham of season four.
Oh, like, clocked.
Good I will example. Not be, I will not be, because Victoria Beckham is funny as fuck and I feel like Luna is hilarious.
I'm so ready for it. And even if this is the energy, the kind of the Lulu get you through, it's, I love it. It just made me laugh because I was like, oh, this is so funny. Just the way she said hello. Hello.
Hello.
It's very, hello. It's very crisp. It's like she's got an agenda and I love it. Going into the look, love the color on her. I think it's incredible. The patent boot, polarizing, but I'm on the side of let's keep it. I like it.
No, I love the patent boot.
Well, yeah, this, you know, but how quickly could that would look like a Halloween costume on me? Like
a patent boot?
No, the tangerine and the black boot together in combo. Like it
you would look
ensemble.
Like a pumpkin. You would look like a pumpkin. Yes. Yes. You would look like a pumpkin.
But somehow she pulls it off and makes it fashion. So kudos to you, Luna.
Well, I think that's also the confidence in the way that you wear it. And she has that. You would walk out like, I'm a pumpkin.
Okay. Anyways, next girl walking out of the room. Don't really have to involve me into the critique. Not really sure how that fits in, but like, anywho.
You started it. You said you would look like a pumpkin.
Next, we have Cece Superstar. Not Superstar. Cece Superstar. Little tongue twister. She got all caught up in her look. You know, it's she said it's an Elvira and Jennifer Coolidge baby. Do we get that energy from Cece?
Yeah, I get the Elvira. I don't. I mean, the Jennifer Coolidge could maybe be like the like hi, the like slowness to it all.
Yeah, the goofy, the little
bit of camp. You know.
Yeah.
But I see it. It's a fun look. I really like it. I don't think she needs the cape.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think
go
it's
capeless.
Necessary. Yeah, the webs on everything else is really cool. Do you know what I wish she had instead of the cape?
What?
I wish there was webs from her finger to the corset. So when she opened her arm, it was like a web.
Oh, cool edit. I do agree. I think that's cool.
I feel like that would look really cool with something like this. But I overall like it. And she seems like a really fun queen. I like her accent.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Totally. Also, in my notes, I made a joke and I didn't even deliver it properly. She got all caught up in her look because her look was a spider web.
You said that? And I was just like, why? I don't remember her falling in the...
I was rereading my notes and I was like, wait, I have to explain to the SQ cuties. I didn't deliver my own material the way that I wrote it.
Didn't land.
Because she didn't deliver.
She didn't deliver. That's okay. I think she looks
great,
liked
though. Your suggestion, though. It's the sleeve, like the cape connecting to the corset.
Imagine, then she walked out and she just like lifted her arms and she had like beautiful webs. I think that would have elevated it a little bit more than the cape. The cape just kind of felt like an afterthought.
No, totally. Get rid of it. Switch it up.
Rip it off. Get rid of it. Get rid. Also, I think Cece Superstar got Superstar on her lower back.
Like the tattoo?
Yeah, I think so. I was on their Twitter and I don't know if somebody else got it or if Cece did it. But it's just Superstar, like all across their lower, like a big,
like a tramp stamp.
Yeah, like go off, diva. Branded.
So funny.
I love
just
it.
Just getting fucked and seeing Superstar.
She might be topping. You never know. No one sees it.
makes me think that you would bottom so that you could show it off. Like, that feels like the move of a bottom. But anywho, we will, time will tell. just my thoughts on that one. Okay, next we have our first queen ever from Edmonton, Miss Melinda Verga. Am I saying that right? Verga, hard G. I will remember that. Yeah. Melinda Verga. What do we think of the look?
I hate it.
It's so hard to love.
Yeah.
It's hard to love. I think had this been stoned, or like there been an element of sparkle, or it just, to me, did she make this jumpsuit? Do we know?
It kind of looks like it was ordered. You know those like drag stores that you can order from?
Yes.
Like Aaliyah's, it looks Closet a bit off the or rack. Something. Yeah,
that's
it
the looks thing.
It looks a little off the rack, which bums me out, because like I like Melinda a lot. She's really fun. And it's like, this is the first thing that people are gonna see. And it's like, there isn't a rhinestone, there isn't a bead, mm-hmm. There's no like elevation to it. Like, it just looks like a kind of throwaway pride capsuit.
It's really giving pride. It is definitely.
I mean, and I love pride. Nothing against pride. Like, walk in with a rainbow. But my thing is like, if this is the first thing you're going to do, this is the first thing people are going to see, mm-hmm. is gay pride you. Is mm-hmm. that your brand? Is that what you wanted to deliver to everyone? Like, denim walked in head to toe denim.
Took you a minute, but you got
it.
It
took me a minute, but you get it. Like, Venus walked in this like very like 1995 kind of like inspired look. So you kind of get a sense of who they are. So when Melinda walks in a full pride catsuit, is like, okay, well, are you just like a pride queen? Like, is that what you're trying to tell us? Like, that's what I'm mm-hmm. kind of getting at. You know, mm-hmm. this is the first thing people are going to see. You want to tell them a story.
Absolutely. It's just a little underwhelming. I think that's the thing. Everyone's mm-hmm. rooting for more, which is always a compliment. It means we see the star. Great energy in those confessionals.
Great.
Bringing the catalyst to conversation in the workroom. She's talking to lots of the other queens. The only gag is that each queen is kind of laughing at her look. Like, we'll dive into group antics, but it needs to be more. Melinda, if you're listening, we love you, but just let's just amp it up a little bit more. Amp it up.
Put a stone, a bead, a little sparkle, you know. Mm-hmm. Next up we have another Toronto girly, Kitten Caboodle, and I am just in love.
I wrote down cute as a button. I can't believe it took this long to see them on TV. They're really fun.
They're so fun. I'm going to be really honest. Kitten was one of the ones where when I heard Kitten got on, I went, Kitten's on? Like,
really?
Yeah. Well, I've known Kitten for a while because Kitten's like a really well-known costume designer in the city. And she's been working for off and on for quite a bit. And she's the kind of girl where you go to get the costume and you're going to kiki for like an hour and a half. Like, you're there for a while because she's a big talker. She likes to tell stories.
Chatty Cathy.
I love a chatty Cathy. I love a gossip. Right. So for me, mm-hmm. it's, I love it. Right. But she was never one where I thought that this would be something that she would want. So when I found that out that she was on, I was like, oh, I never would have thought that. And now that she's on it, I'm like, oh, bitch, you're made for this.
Quick-witted.
Oh, great.
Really cute. I like their smile in drag. Like, there's something about them that I'm rooting for this whole mm-hmm. season. And I do love when a queen makes their own stuff. Like, that's a queen after my own heart. It's a ton of work. And mm-hmm. so when it's done well, like, it's one thing to make all your own stuff, but when it's like amazing, then it's like, you better work, bitch. So does she dress a lot of queens in the city?
She does. She's got a very like, she has a very distinct style. It's very like show outfits, you know. It's very like, you know, like, okay, I really need like a Cruise and Tango's kind of like draggy outfit. You're going to go.
I've noticed it's like bustier, bra cups. Maybe the piping is in a bright contrasting color.
Yeah.
Stones.
Like, it's drag. Like, if you're like, I need a draggy outfit, you'll go to her. Like, I've seen her do some fashion-y things. Like, she's capable of doing it, but it's very drag. And I think that's great because not a lot of people can do like drag. So she's really quite good at that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And the look is cute. It's drag. It's very drag. It's very fun. I think after her confessional, on anyone else, I probably would be a little underwhelmed, but she's, her personality just shines through so much that it's just like, she's just a cute little kitty.
And high key, not to like go back to Melinda, but walking in after her, it's just gonna like emphasize
how
sparklier and like detailed her look is. Because it's like, okay, there's all the stones. So it was fabulous. Mm-hmm. We love you, kitten. Mm-hmm.
So next up we have Neera come in her little material girl outfit, and it falls apart.
It's very juice coated.
It's very juice coated. Everything about this I love. Like, it falls apart. She's cute. She's a little clumsy. For me, I'm like, oh, I love this. It's like looking in a mirror.
I wanted there to be people in the workroom to like read this moment, because it was just her by herself. She kind of just got to look down and look back up. But even she knew, like, oh God, my entrance look is dilapidating in front of us. It's not the best moment. Like, what? How was it attached that it so simply fell off? Was it glue?
That must have been
a glue situation. That's definitely glue.
Well, you know how we have to pack, right? Maybe it was something where it was like a button or something, so she could have packed.
Girlies, I'm going to tell you right now. If you can sew something by hand, quickly whip stitch it, it's so much more stable than hot glue. That shit will fall apart in 10 seconds.
But funny moment on TV. Said, as a girl who had a moment where you have a wardrobe malfunction when you walk in, people love it. People love it. And I loved it. I loved it. It makes her
look
cute.
No, I love it too. I agree.
And the outfit's great. And she has a trend. Trend alert for Neera is nipples.
Yes. I actually wanted to ask you about this, because sometimes you will sport like a nipple through like mesh. How do we feel about this nipple?
So when I know my nipple's going to come out, I will try to wear a pasty.
Okay.
Right? Not all the time. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, whatever, if my nipple falls out, whatever. But if it's something where it's like, if the show's a really big deal, or if I know that it's going to be something huge, I'll have a pasty on. Because then when you see the nipple, it glitters, right? It makes that little bit of extra kind of like if I were her, I would have had heart pasties on. Because I think that would have been that extra layer of like, oh, there's like a little something under there that's kind of fun, right? But overall, her whole look and everything about her, I loved. I thought it was great.
I did notice that too, though. I was like, oh, you're freeing the nip.
Yes, she loves a nipple.
At all times. But overall, love the reference to Madonna, of course, the material girl. I thought the proportions of her bow were really well done, had it stayed on. And beautiful color on her. I think she's great. I feel like she gives a fun energy to the show. It reminds me of you. It reminds me of, it's very juice coated overall so far.
Yeah. I hope so. Hopefully it doesn't happen how my episode went, but hopefully like, she's not too juice coated.
Yeah. No.
I love it. All right. Next up, we have Aurora Matrix coming out as what Venus had so delicately called her roof outfit.
I wrote down before Venus even said it, I was like, Aurora is wearing a roof. Like the leather, the way it's stained with that gradient, it does give like wooden tile like on a roof, like shingles. Cool, the coolest shingles. I just don't know if it necessarily like it read like wood, but overall, that hair, can we talk about that hair for a second? I feel
incredible.
Like that was one of the best wigs to walk into the workroom. And it saved it for me. The hair like kept it in this like zone of fashion.
Yeah, for me, the hair, the earrings, the makeup, I really, really loved. I liked the wood part, but what kind of took it down
technically
was...
leather.
I liked the leather, but for me, what kind of was just sort of, I was just sort of like, was the white.
Yeah, I think it was like sequin or stoned, but it's something on the camera. It just didn't pop, perhaps. That might be a piece that like in person has an extra like wow factor that wasn't picking up on camera.
For me, it felt like a runway rather than an entrance outfit. It felt more of like the runway was like called for something like that, and she wore that on the runway, not for your entrance. But mm-hmm. I know that she had mentioned
that's
that.
When you saved the Pride jumpsuit.
But I know she had mentioned that it had to do with her culture. So I have a feeling that there was a reasoning for it. And maybe we'll get to chat with her one day about what the reason was.
And if you don't like it, you're racist.
Yeah, Cynthia. All right. Next up, we have the girlfriend experience. And she has my favorite entrance line.
What was it? Oh my god, why am I blanking? I can't remember.
I think she says screw the experience or screw the fantasy, I'm the experience.
Oh yes.
Big fan. Love that.
Big fan. Sorry, the sun's setting here. I need to switch up my
light. Okay.
The winter days, they're just so much shorter.
Now, what did you think of the look?
I love it. I love it so, so much. I would wear this in a heartbeat with the middle part not being transparent so that my entire abdomen isn't having to be flexed at all times.
Oh, I was going to say, I was just like, I don't think I would ever see you in something so low.
Not that drop waist. Like, the thing is, I want to try something on. I don't think I would ever commit to the bit and like sew something, but like to quickly try on and see how it looks. I just don't think I've got the body for it. To wear drop waist, I don't know.
Cynthia, as a girl who had the body for it 4 years ago, you have the body for it.
Oh, thank you. Maybe I should ask the girlfriend experience to borrow. Try it on.
You already have one of my scantily little outfits that you could just throw on.
That one is like straps.
It is literally more clothes than what she's wearing right now.
I would say it's a close tie. It's a photo finish.
Honestly, and you would look hot in it. I'm just saying. You would look great.
Well, thank you for the confidence boost. Maybe. But I love this on the girlfriend experience. I feel like they're just so sexy and the mm-hmm. world has already fallen in love because we all have eyes.
Yeah, we have eyes. We're all able to see her. Do you see the reference?
I actually don't. Is it Elle Woods?
Sailor Moon.
Oh, wait, yes, because the backs and stuff. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Sailor Moon coded. I saw that immediately. She walked out and I went, Sailor Moon. I lost my mind.
Did Evan make this piece? Evan Clayton?
I think this is actually Zook. How Zook made it? I think. I'm not sure. I can't put my finger on it, but I think how Zook made this one.
Call in SQ Cuties for next week's episode of Misinformation. We just like to get it right. We like to get it right, but I didn't check beforehand. It's really cool. It's well done.
Semi-qualified misinformation is what we're. Yes, but
we really love it's the designers we do so dirty.
No, we're actually really good with the designers. I'm usually pretty good.
We try. Remember when I just thought everything was by Suki one season?
Oh my god, yes. You were like, this one's season by Suki. 3. And I was like,
Suki.
I was like, she's really busy.
She really outdid herself.
She's really going for it. But yeah, so anyways, love it. Perfect. Beautiful. She's hilarious. So cute. Moving on.
And then our final queen to walk into the workroom, we've got Amy Yonsei Chanel. I am loving this look, but unfortunately the look isn't loving her because those damn sleeves keep flopping around and falling forward. It's like, it's a beautiful silhouette, but what's happening is it's just flopping. It's like flip-flopping. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like they're too heavy?
Yeah, there was never a moment where the sleeve actually just sat and looked normal. Like I felt like the whole time she was walking around, she was kind of having like a wardrobe malfunction.
I think they were just heavy. She was moving with them. I like the look, actually. I think it's fun.
I love the look. It just didn't move well. And unfortunately, sometimes with video, like I bet you it's going to be beautiful imagery. Like we'll see great photos of this look, but it just needed a little propping up.
A little rock solid. I love it. I like the ruffling. Is that what you would say? Ruffling?
Yeah, like tufting, ruffling, yeah. Pleating.
Pleating. I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was great. Super fun. Probably sweaty. Very hot. Looked like a very leathery hot. I feel like I'd be very sweaty in something like that.
We talk about what it looks like on the outside, but let's talk about what it feels like on the inside.
Yeah. What does that feel like to wear?
That's how we're going to review all the runways this season. Not on their aesthetic, but on how hot you would be in them.
Yeah, how comfortable is that? Now, what did you think of the fact that they didn't get to see each other? They just did the runway and then they all walked in. What did you think of that? Because I hated it.
It was a funny start to the season. I feel like in some ways, my only thought would be if we're going to use the workroom as this first runway presentation, I would have liked to switch up the lighting a little bit, like make it the workroom, but perhaps spotlight it more or like make mm-hmm. it feel more like a show because it was their regular lighting. And again, I literally thought Venus was doing a bit. Like, I didn't understand what was going on when she left. And so it took me a second to figure out. And you're right. The queens didn't see each other for, like, another whole chunk of the episode.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I'm on the fence about it. But then we find out that obviously this was the first category, again, of the premiere ball. The challenge mm-hmm. has already started. How would you feel as a queen finding out that your first look, your entrance look, is actually being judged?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
This is how I thought season one, episode one was going to start.
Ooh.
This is what I had prepared in my mind, that it was going to be the ball episode one. Like, that's what I thought it was going to be. So, like, emotionally, I was ready for that. So, I would have been ready.
Yeah, you would have been like, fine, good to go.
I don't think this is exactly what I thought it would be, but then I was wrong. But yeah, no. So I love the idea that the ball is the first episode. It would be stressful because that's a lot.
Yeah, I guess because for the queens, they kind of just find out, you know, basically what they have to feverishly unpack because it's like they've just got into the workroom. So it's like, oh shit, we're doing the ball now. Okay, what? Okay. Let's like ready, set, drag.
Where is it all, you know?
Yeah, so, where is it all? How did it come? How did it travel? Like, are all my pieces here? Am mm-hmm. I organized? Why am I wearing a rainbow jumpsuit?
That fucking rainbow jumpsuit. So the judges give out their rosebuds, and we find out that Brooke would pick denim, Brad picks Amy Yonce, and Stacy picks Venus. Now, do you agree with these top three of the workroom entrances?
I think these are good picks. I love my girl Venus, but I can understand where maybe some of the other queens were just a little plucked when it's a ball based on more a focus on clothing, and what Venus sometimes does so well is minimalism. Like, she wears mm-hmm. so little, like, bitch, you could never, like, go ahead and try. But sometimes when it comes to a ball, one could wonder, oh, don't you want to select a thing that's perhaps a bit more complex to make? That just wasn't Stacey's rationale. She said, look at those legs. Let's go.
See, I think, like, I still love that
look
earlier.
Too, by the way. Like, I do think that's a strong look. I hope it doesn't seem like I don't like Venus's look.
No.
It's a really good look. It was one.
But like what I'm getting at is, like, what I had said earlier was that the entrance look is you telling the world who you are. It's your first impression. This is who I am, and this is how I can sum that up in one look. And yeah. I feel like Venus really did that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like challenge accepted. Challenge, mm-hmm. mission accomplished.
Right? Like, I feel like she really laid it out. Like, this is me. This is my aesthetic. This is who I am. And, mm-hmm. you know, so I think it made sense to see her in that, like, top three. And, like, so did Denim. So did Amy Yonce. I feel like everybody did, but theirs were quite good. I personally mm-hmm. would have loved the girlfriend experience, but I am biased. Because she wore a full Sailor Moon outfit. So I'm biased, good. And that's fine. But it was very good.
It was cute.
So we find out that the categories are Shimmering Showgirl, where mm-hmm. they're going to be working on a 360 set. And then later on, it's going to be Me, Myself, and I. So we start off with Shimmering Showgirls, and they get a stripper pole, a chaise lounge, and a window with a chair in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where they get to work all of it.
What are your thoughts on this 360 runway situation?
I think it made for... I think some people, it was good for them. And then other people, it was awkward for them.
And I almost feel like it's like... it felt like a mini lip sync competition all of a sudden. Like, they weren't lip syncing words, but like the presentation style, like it felt like each one of them basically did like a dance. Like, it was more performance than like runway. So if I felt like it's cool because it's part of the ball, but it was an interesting challenge because it was the 360 camera. Mm-hmm. You weren't necessarily walking down a runway. You were kind of shooting. It felt like a music video.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, well, I'm for feeling, me, finishing my thoughts. It felt like a music video. I don't know how I felt about it.
It felt like almost the, oh, I loved it, but because the confidence that you need to be able to do a challenge like that is just like off the charts. Like, if you are even the tiniest bit insecure about your look or how you dance, something like that is going to show it. So you have to be just so like confident in who you are and how you're going to perform in a space like that. So to do well and to thrive in it would just, I think, speak volumes. So that's why I think I really liked it. Starting off with Aurora, who very much had that confidence. Like, she knew how to work every piece in the room. What did you think of the look?
I literally have no notes. It's such a strong piece. It's playing into her Asian culture. It moves well. It's well constructed. It's literally like the perfect performance piece. Like, no notes. It's such a strong look.
Nar-nards.
She moves well. Nar-nards.
Nar-nards. yeah, it's beautiful. I like the it kind of has like a little bit of the first outfit with the hair. They kind of read similar.
Totally. But it is different.
But it is different. I love red and gold together. And she moves really beautifully. Yeah. No notes. Looks great.
No, it's so good. Then we have Luna Dubois walking into the room. Love the reveals. Little peekaboo from the back at first. And then she says, this gorgeous gown, rip. It's coming right off. One foul swoop. And she's showing skin, silky legs, strutting her stuff around the pole. Like, I felt like this challenge, this round of the ball, really, if you had reveals or if you had some sort of, I don't know, choreography built into your look, it worked better as a challenge because you had like three big beats to do something. And if you didn't have like a reveal, or you got to kind of just like spin and be like, whoop-de-doo.
I love the way she like stomps. Like, she doesn't walk, she stomps. And I like
stomps.
It.
Stomps.
And again, like it reads to that confidence, you know? It's a very confident walk. So I thought it was great. That little, I kind of like, if she would have stayed in the gown with the ass out, I would have been fine because I loved it. But I loved it. If she just walked around and just had that, I'd be like, perfect, you look amazing. But the fact that even that ripped off, I was like, oh. No. Then we move on to Denim. So this is what you were kind of saying earlier, is Denim just had the one look, you know? So Denim kind of had to rely on campiness and dancing and kind of being a little goofball. But love the trans pride kind of clowning that they've got going
love
on.
Love the color
really
palette.
Fun. Love, love, love the color palette. Super cute. Yeah.
The silhouette, the structure, like, I know for a fact Pythia has really helped Denim this season with a lot of the package, if not the whole package. So I assume this is some of Pythia's work here too. Just really fun silhouette. I love when a look juts out from every single angle, the way it popped out from the hip, the jester hat, like being another like whole foot higher than them. It's just, it was great. She looked awesome.
It was great.
Really great. Really fun. Transpire.
Transpired. Moving on to Kitten, who, like I said earlier, it's just drag, you know?
Okay. I love and hate this hair at the same time, though. I don't
know. It's an acquired taste, I would say.
It's like, from the wide, I'm obsessed, but you do a beauty shot and it's like a little crispy. It's kind of like that crimped hair.
I was going to say synthetic. It's crimped. Yeah, it's crimped. Yeah.
To get that width.
I don't hate it. It's not first where my mind. The only thing I don't really like is how wide the corset is in the middle.
You want it,
you
more?
Know? Well, it's like if it's going to come off your body that much, I think the chest should have been bigger to kind of offset. It looked like the corset was sitting almost further out than the chest was. So I'm like, why is that so big? But yeah. But it was a cute look. I almost feel like she didn't even need that. She should have just went with like a cat suit.
Right.
You know, and just got rid of the whole corset in the middle. But
keep the hair.
I like the hair. I don't hate the hair. You hate the hair.
No, I honestly kind of think I like it. But then there's other times I'm like, wait, do I? I can't tell.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
So Kiki Ko comes out looking incredible, like astounding. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Do you have a Kiki original?
I have a Kiki original.
Is it just the green version of this?
Hell yeah, it is. She's a businesswoman. She knows what she's doing. She's patent pending.
She walked out and I went, I know this outfit.
It should be Kiki and Co. Like, she is a business. She's a businesswoman. She will sell the same costume and do it multiple times in different colorways, different iterations, because she is a fashion mogul. I feel like she must have, she's got like, I want to know what her sewing room looks like. Like, how many thousands of each particular type of diamond, like stone, rhinestone, pearl, buckle. Like, mm-hmm. You know her package was like so overweight to get there.
Oh,
like,
you know, heavy, you know, it's each insane. Thing.
Insane. This look alone has like, I want to say 50 meters to 100 meters of like crystal on it. Like,
just, and I will say,
fringe crystal.
So the thing with crystal on AB rhinestone on a TV show like this will look like a pimple. It doesn't sparkle the same way as it does in person. Something
Unless
on her.
You densely, densely do it. Like, if you put them so close together, then it starts to look like a disco ball. And that's why she looks incredible.
Well, no, here's my thing. Something about the quality of hers is different, and maybe it's that. I thought they were just more expensive.
Better shine. It's
better
shine. Better
shine.
Too.
It's a way yeah. better shine on all of her stuff, because the thing she has dangling from her wrist, the dangling on the bottom, like the beaded fringe and the headpiece, they're all sparkling, right?
I feel like the key to good sparkle is to have different sizes of crystals. Mm. So at different times, the light's going to catch from the big crystal, but then from this quick angle, it's the teeny tiny stone that's going to pick up. And because she has 10,000 on her body right now, it just picks up from every single different light. Mm-hmm. That's why she looks so good.
Now we move on to Neera Nuff, who I love. We've been through. But
yeah.
She's missing a piece of her costume.
I'm glad that was explained, because at first I was just like, what in hot hell is happening? I thought she did that on purpose. Like,
me too.
Oh yeah, this beige undie will go with this orange bustier. Like, that this is the original design. It appeared to have gotten lost.
Yeah. Now I wonder what the bottom was, because why is it just a giant thing of ostrich feather in the middle of her waist?
Okay, this is my thing too. I wrote in my notes, I want all of that fluffy, beautiful feather to go on her low hip, because yeah. then the corset can like cinch in, do a nice hourglass. I'm getting excited. Mm-hmm. And then the feather just sit on your booty and make your booty look bootylicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I was kind of like, what was the decision here? Because I want to yeah. know what was missing, because maybe it was more ostrich and maybe it was a big poofy ostrich thing. Even if it was, I still would say, why is the ostrich right at the middle of your waist? Because we want to see, especially if you're wearing a corset, they're so fucking uncomfortable. In no way would I wear a corset just to cover up the part that I'm cinching. You know, I'm already uncomfortable. I'm not going to cover that up. Then I won't wear a corset. But
exactly.
Nevertheless, love the color. She does a great performance. She really does mm-hmm. overcompensate for the kind of look. She's like, okay, well, I look bad, but I'm going to dance incredibly.
Just the one thing, if you're wearing the granny panty, don't stick your booty up to the sky. Like, that was the one.
Stick the granny edit. Panty right at their face.
Yeah, it was like you were doing downward dog, and it was like, okay, stop. Like, just pretend it's not there.
Yeah, just ignore it. Now yeah. we move on to Melinda, and Melinda, I want to shake her, because I wish she wore this when she walked in.
Yeah, I honestly think this was so much stronger than her entrance look. This was actually like pretty great.
Oh, I thought
it's giving
it was
Donatella. It's giving Donatella. It's like a great bustier. It's well fitted. Yeah, I was super perplexed as to why she wouldn't wear something like this. Yeah. To introduce herself.
It was beautiful. And like the gold on it shined gorgeous. Like the hair was great. I liked the curl on it. I thought it was great. I wish you wore this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no notes. Looks great.
I wrote the same thing. I was like, this is so much stronger.
Yeah. Why didn't we do this?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, she needs to throw away the rainbow bodysuit.
Uh-uh. But Pride.
What about all those Pride gigs? Honestly, if she kept it and wore it to Pride gigs, I'd be like, is this perfect?
Okay, this coming Pride season, if she doesn't wear this, I'm going to be
upset. Oh, I'd be furious.
I want the fully stoned version of that jumpsuit.
She needs the glowed up version of it for Pride. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So next we have Amy in a pink kind of very classic showgirl moment. The corset's similar.
I was just going to say similar to Kit and Caboodle. This corset to me felt like the one that really didn't fit. It caught my eyes. Is it a borrowed piece maybe? Is it meant for someone else? And she's
no, I just think that sometimes designers, if a designer doesn't make corsets, if that isn't in their wheelhouse, this is what it ends up looking like.
Yeah, like kind of it sits off the body, like it doesn't come closer to the rib cage. It kind of sits outward, and it looked a little Aco Taco, which is unfortunate because it had so many beautiful crystals and it was bright pink, but it had a mind of its own.
I know. I can't see the back of it either because, like, oh, no, wait. I'm seeing the back now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fully tied.
SQ cuties.
It's not fully tied. Nobody.
It's not fully tied.
Somebody didn't cinch her in enough.
Who did Amy dirty on set?
Yeah. Because maybe it was a well-made one, but they've got a really, I don't think. Or, you know, maybe she wanted to dance, so she said, don't tie it all the way.
No, let's put this in the record. Let's put this in the record. When we get to talk to the girlies, we're going to say, okay,
who
episode one, who said it was tight enough?
Who said
it was tight enough?
Because it wasn't tight enough.
Because it wasn't tight enough. That's the thing. She's going to go, did it all the way up? And the queen goes, yep. And skips away.
I know, but you could have looked in a mirror and saw that it wasn't tight enough. That's a two-way street. That was on her too.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Venus in a very classic 1920s kind of showgirl outfit.
Yeah, so fun, high energy. Mm-hmm. Like this is again a look that really for this challenge, it's so great to have reveals because then the whole thing is just one awesome burlesque number.
I wish we got to see the reveal, camera crew. I wish we got to see those pieces coming off. It just kind of flashes and all of a sudden a piece is off and I'm like, come on, I wanted to see that.
Yeah,
and also the corset wasn't tight enough.
It wasn't, but that's because I think it was one of those reveal ones so that it couldn't, like, she didn't want to break the pole.
I will say I have a lot of those reveal ones. That's mostly how I do my reveals, and it reveals easier when it's tighter because there's friction on the pole, so it's able to slide out easier. If there's not enough friction, it can get stuck. So
what do I know?
What do you know? Did you go to fashion school? I thought you went to marketing.
Graphic design.
But she looks great. I love the reference.
I actually liked it better once the corset came off.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And then it was like, it kept going. I was like, oh, we've got a reveal. You better work, Venus. You better work.
Now, what did you think of Miss Cece Superstars? She's a little devil.
It was really well made. It was on the more basic side when it comes to references, but I actually liked it. I thought she looked sexy. And then she kind of started to, like, she hit her head on a lamp and she, like, falls over the Shea lounge. She's doing anything but lounging on that Shea.
I think it was so shady of them to take her, like, just walking over with her thing, like, not sexy, completely out of character, just like doo doo doo, boom. I was just like, oh my god. Yeah. But I love the outfit, and I like the horns. The horns are really cool.
Me too. I thought it was sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Cece can do sexy.
Cece, sexy star. And speaking of sexy, we have the girlfriend experience who does a full striptease.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, this challenge, it was made for the girlfriend experience. This was a journey. This was like a talent show number, in my opinion.
It's like they created this challenge just to be like, we have the girlfriend experience here and we really need to show that off.
All the hair flips, the long, long human hair. We lose the blazer. We just keep taking off the clothes. And by the end, she's got nothing on and she just swerves off and leaves the judges in awe.
Oh, when she takes the bra off, even I was just like, this is exactly what I wanted. Yeah,
that was cunt. Like, that's when I was like, okay, here we are. I was so proud of her.
I know.
It's so cool. Like, we know the girlfriend experience pretty well. I also know Venus really well. This actually quite a few of the queens this season. And I feel like just like a little proud, like a proud friend watching this show. I'm just
me
like,
too.
Yay!
It's kind of like we see everything that we had to go through. And then like, mm-hmm. now that they're all doing so well, episode one, we're all just like, oh my God, they're thriving.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel really sad if they ever like stumble. I'm going to be like, flock.
For sure. We feel like parents,
mm-hmm.
like proud parents. You don't I'm want them to like so, hurt themselves.
I'm so invested in this season. I didn't feel as invested season three because I didn't feel like I knew as many people, but I feel like this sounds so like name droppy, but we have so many friends on this season that I feel so close to it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And mm-hmm. I don't have that many friends. So this is I'm watching a lot of them on TV right now. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. So
that was round two. That was the mm-hmm. second round of the ball. My goodness. It's mm-hmm. always so much to dive into. I hope the SQ Cuties were not boring you, but it's just, these are details. These are things we have to dive in.
Mm-hmm.
And the police, they're off. They're getting me.
I was going to say that one. That's loud today. That wee.
They're after me, SQ Cuties.
So should we do the mirror chats then?
Yeah, let's quickly dive into the mirror chats because I think it's super important.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
talk is my mic.
Yeah, I got this. The mirror chat that really stood out for me was the girlfriend experience, getting to kind of tell us about her past and the hate that she's received. She was reposted by a pretty homophobic conservative, American conservative politician, and received like tons of hate. And like, she started talking about like sexual abuse and death threats and everything, and how she could find like strength and community like on the other mm-hmm. side. I just think it was like a really beautiful and a really important conversation. And then her and Denim obviously had a really nice moment after that where they were kind of like mm-hmm. chatting about how they're the trans, you know, representation this season, and how honored Denim was to just be able to share that with the girlfriend experience.
And you were mentioning at the top of the episode, our podcast episode, that Denim has clarified the use of they them pronouns, as in she, he, they do not like being referred to mm-hmm. as non-binary. It's like, it is she, her in drag, he, him out of drag.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's super fair, especially when like your gender expression's been on such a journey. It's like, mm-hmm. no, like I've really committed endless hours and thoughts to truly like making this my gender. Please don't like loop me into something I don't identify.
I agree with it though. I feel like when people kind of try to give me like a, like if they see me as a queer person and they just kind of go for like a gender neutral pronoun for me, I'm just like, that's not, I'm good. You can, he,
those
him,
aren't
me.
My pronouns. Those aren't, yeah, exactly.
That's not like, I get the respect and I get what you're going for, but if you are avoiding like being scared to use my pronouns and skirting around it and just staying gender neutral with me the whole time, it doesn't make me feel comfortable. It's like, just ask me. Just like, I don't care, but it's, that's what, it, so I agree with where they're coming from on it. It's just like, it's so easy to just make those things known and then you know, mm-hmm. and then it's just, then you just roll with it, right? It sits in your brain. It's a pronoun. It's not fucking rocket scientist.
Yeah, it just shows that you care about the person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just want to find out more about them and mm-hmm. then, you know, go from there. Then you can actually, God forbid, create a relationship, have a relationship.
God forbid. But then we have the other side of the spectrum where Venus is any pronouns as long as they're respectful, which is
exactly
totally fair, too. It's just kind of whoever's lived experience and whatever works for them, you know?
I think that's a really good point why I like the mirror chat, because it just is a really great embodying of a spectrum, like mm-hmm. in that room, just like you said, you have two very different parts of a gender expression.
Mm-hmm.
Both are 100% valid. You're going to see both in the community, and it's nice to hear performers get to kind of open up about that. I miss mirror chats.
I know. Well, I was gonna say, but I think it's on the, like, kind of jumping off that, it's just such a good cast.
Great cast.
It's a good, really cast, good cast, bitch. It's a mm-hmm. good cast. And I feel like it's one where we're going to get a lot of those really like good moments, you know? It's mm-hmm. a good cast.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's seem like they would make really nice friends.
I think that they would be just like really cool people. Are we biased? Do we have too
a
many?
Little biased.
I think we have too many ducks in the race.
I know. Listen. But I do agree, because even the queens I don't know personally.
I like.
Yet.
Yeah.
I really do like.
Yeah, like this is a fun cast. I'm a really big fan of Amy. I think she's hilarious. I think she's super funny and really heartfelt. I know the other ones. Oh, and Cece. Cece's fun.
Maybe you are a little biased.
I'm a little biased.
You didn't convince me, so I don't know if the SGP is your soul.
Listen, they all seem fun. Anyways, but Neera.
Let's go to the main stage.
Have Neera is so sweet and wants airtime. You wrote that down.
Oh, yeah, because she was self-conscious of her first two performances.
I mean, she wore granny panties. She was right to be a little.
No, but I appreciate it. I like that she spoke up and said something, because it's like you could kind of like skirt by with something like that. But she was just like, no, I'm scared. And she probably wanted a little bit of focus. I like a queen who can pull.
Smart.
I like a queen who can pull focus. It's smart.
Pull focus. Yeah, yeah. If you're there and the camera's there, pull the focus. Babe, the airtime's only going to be there
so
long.
Stick that granny panty to the sun.
Although, don't be like me and pull the focus too much and then give it all away episode one. You got to save a little bit in the tank.
Save a little bit.
Don't give them your life story episode one, because they may be like, we're done.
we kind of got it all out of her.
We got it all. There's nothing. There's nowhere to go. So moving on, let's go right to the main stage. Brooklyn, classic drag. She looks great.
Classic drag queen. This is like, this is just classic. Really clean silhouette. Just like, it's that kind of raw Dupioni silk that has the slubs in it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know. Exactly. I'm a fashion major.
It's just when it's a silk, it's like a raw silk. So it still has of the... Okay. Do you like that? I find it a bit polarizing.
I think it could look cheap very fast.
That's what I mean, but it didn't in this situation.
No, it didn't. I feel like Brooke was able to pull it off in a very, like, it felt very regal. And I think that might have had to do with the big purple, kind of like back piece.
Ruffle coat. High back.
Because it had a purple shine to it. So she was able to pull that into that. And you're right, the necklace and the hair. I think if it was the dress on its own, it would have fell a little flat. But she had so many pieces with it that it made it really, really gorgeous.
Props to Brooke, because I bet you she probably tried on the dress and that ruffle piece and was like, this is beautiful, but it's too simple. Give me the biggest necklace you have ever seen, because it actually is massive. Like, it covers her entire chest.
It goes down to sternum.
It's like a top.
Yeah,
it's like a fucking vest.
It's a top. It's actually what the girlfriend experience was going to wear on the runway tonight. And she said, "No, Diva, you have to wear a little more than just that."
Exactly.
I like how Brad and everybody, they kind of got the note, and everybody looked like they matched.
Yeah, there was a palette. There definitely was a palette.
Oh, there was
this.
A palette. 100%.
Purple, teal, go. Make me laugh.
Mm-hmm. Make them laugh. Make them laugh.
I thought Brad looked cute. Tracy looks cute. And then we had our twins, Tegan and Sarah. We haven't talked about our guest judges yet. We had a surprise cameo from them earlier in the episode, which I always think is so cool and down to earth. Do you listen to Tegan and Sarah?
Oh, babe, I was I grew up in the 90s and the early 2000s. Of course I listened to Tegan and Sarah.
Hell yes. I love that. Yeah. I know a couple of their songs. I like that Closer song.
Closer's great. Or well, look me in the eye and think you don't find me attractive. So good. I can't remember the name of it.
Whoa, those are heavy lyrics.
It's a good song. I just can't remember the name.
Felt really vulnerable.
Well, they had a very emo, like, were like the sad kid listening to Tegan and Sarah. Like, that was me. Like, I was so many teenage emotions, like, all over the Tegan and Sarah game. But I had this moment where they started talking and I was like, I thought they were Australian, and that's the Veronicas.
That's the Veronicas.
That's the Veronicas. I was like, well, how did I mix them up? Anyway, let's go right to the Me, Myself, and I runway.
Let's do it.
So Venus comes out. Now here's where I'm saying, this is where Venus's makeup, this was just enough.
Yeah.
Just enough. She looked perfect here. I love that her hat's spun. The only critique I'm going to give is I wish...
The elastic band?
Okay, I'm going to give two critiques.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Well, now the elastic band. But for me, the hat was almost too small.
Oh, you wanted bigger.
Oh, like if that. You're going to do a hat like that, with I want it big. Especially if you're going to spin it. I want it huge.
Yeah.
It felt like a fluffy halo. What elastic are we talking about?
So the one to attach the headpiece, it was red. Oh. But I would have maybe swapped it for the same color of the wig, so it kind of blended better. Yeah, but honestly, bitch, this is one of my favorite looks of the night. It was still so much ostrich that I know your point about the hat being bigger.
I just wish it was bigger.
But like at that point, she had so much head to toe that I didn't mind. I think from the wide... It was like such a statement. The way the leg spiraled and the ostrich was patterned only in certain spiraling sections, it just made her long legs look, again, even longer.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk about her legs for 80% of this podcast.
You're like, so legs.
So legs. She's got really long, beautiful legs. I overall really like it, but you're right. The headpiece maybe could have been a little bit bigger.
Just a little bit bigger.
How honestly, tall overall,
is she?
She's probably like 5'11", 6 feet, flat footed. So in a heel,
she looks 7 feet tall on the runway. It's insane.
And it's because she's so
skinny and tall.
Slim that it looks even longer. So she, again, like a fashion illustration.
It's insane.
Really
she
well done.
Moving on to CC Superstar.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know your thoughts before.
Okay, so compliment sandwich. Love the concept. I think it's really, really, it's a cool concept. The critique. I think some of those applique, the spiky pieces, those shapes, I wish she could have incorporated that in the bust area of the jacket more to give her like a robot, glambot, like hardened bust shape. Because I felt like she had no boobies and it really was like a missing moment for me. Mm-hmm. And then the boots were cool. But you just got to know how to rock them. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm. I love a video game, you know, gamer girly. Mm-hmm. So I love a reference to like a kind of video game moment. I think there was a reference, I think, to a film too that Tegan and Sarah had referenced. I think there was some kind of like movie kind of reference to it too, which is great. But for me, it felt very gamer. My only big critique, and this is something they talk a lot about on Dragula, is that you shouldn't let the boot, like the big spiky boot that you bought off the rack, to be the focal point of your look. Because it kind of just like lets it rely on just those boots and not about the rest. And I know she had mentioned in Untucked that like this was high street fashion and expensive street fashion. And I think that's great. And I think that's great for like like the street or like a party. But for the runway, it has to be more elevated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of it felt really flat for me. Like, I wish those sparks were like huge spikes, you know?
Yeah. Like, sometimes, like, I think the critique saying, like, high streetwear, it was Brooklyn's nice way of saying off the rack.
Yeah.
Like, I think some of those costume elements are when you play with proportion, when you play with certain, I don't know, patterning that's like not convenient for everyday life. Like, you would never wear that as streetwear because you couldn't actually physically walk around in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's only meant for the main stage of Drag Race. We just needed to see a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
But in theory, the concept's there. I just would have switched some of her patterning, like make those spikes bigger. And I bet you we wouldn't even be saying anything.
Oh, imagine if she had huge spikes on her shoulders.
Yeah. Bombay just did a piece where it was like the spikes were like 2 feet wide. Like, then it would be incredible.
Then I would shut the fuck up right here. I'd be like, no, it's great. You know, but
see, had she completely changed the look, it would have been better.
If it was completely different than what I saw on the runway, it would have been perfect. but speaking of something that you would only see on the runway, Kiki Ko walks out in what looks like she fell into a pit of beads and crawled out, and she's covered in them.
Yeah.
It's insane. The
pearl birdcage. Like, it's just so, it's just so many pearls all at the same time, but in this way where they're different sizes. Because this is the thing. You can put on a lot of stuff, but if there isn't that punctuation, that making sure there's a pattern to her beadwork, like it's smaller, then it gets bigger, and then it goes back to small. Like, this eye for detail is why I love Kikiko.
Mm-hmm.
And this look is no exception.
Now, I know she had mentioned that I think it's like a traditional Filipino sort of inspiration to it.
Oh, that's the sleeve shape. Okay, that type of sleeve that really has a high back. Like, it looks like an upper up here and around the bicep. Sorry, SQ Cuties, I'm miming. You can't see that. That is a traditional Filipino sleeve shape. And that's beautiful.
Oh,
I didn't even clock that. I love
She had
that.
Mentioned it in her confessional. So if you just listened.
I was blinded by the pearls.
Yeah,
no, I was probably too. No, this is the thing about her looks. I wasn't even caring about what she was saying. I was just like, it's so good.
It's so good.
Like,
it felt almost religious too. Like, it had like a almost religious aspect to it. But then moving on, we have Luna Dubois doing a classic Mugler silhouette. What did you think?
Yes. On the simple side, but she's the kind of girly to pull it off. She's got the legs. She's got the strut.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I didn't like was the sunglasses. And then she took them off at the end of the runway. So no problem.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. It did, but for me, it just felt simple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for something where this is, again, episode one, I just wanted a little bit more than a business suit. But, you know, it was beautiful. It was great. Very fashion-y. And again, that stomp. She stomps. Stomps, bitch.
Is it arguably too stompy? Like,
no.
This is twice now. Oh, okay. You like it.
No, I love the stomp.
Oh, okay, cool.
I love the stomp. The stomp is my favorite part. If she got rid of the stomp, I would be devastated.
Good.
Okay. Unless it was something very, like, soft and regal, then I'd be like, okay, maybe.
Then she should slow it down.
Then slow it down. But especially in a business suit, stomp. Like, I want the stomp. Mm-hmm. Never get rid of the Luna stomp. I love it.
Luna stomp. Patent pending.
The,
oh,
Luna stomp. I love
it. Oh my God. So amazing. Okay, up next we have probably one of the craziest looks I've seen on Drag Race in a while. Aurora Matrix comes out in like this life-size dragon.
Insane.
That is wrapping around her body. Her one sleeve is the sleeve of the dragon, so it gets to play into that illusion that she's being wrapped by this dragon even more. I'm pretty sure they used like wig hair to like fashion it on the dragon. It just spirals down her body. It's so freaking cool. It's one of the coolest things I've seen in a really long time.
Me too. I'm not sure who fabricated it, but I have a feeling the dragon was made by Sapphire from Toronto. I think.
Oh, cool. That would make sense to me.
I think. Yeah, because Sapphire is the one who designed Eve's lion look.
Okay, yes. That's good. I mean, same kind of theory, right? Like kind of almost like mascot puppet making, but then wearable and so cool. You loved this, right? Tell me you loved this.
Oh, I'd be stupid to hate it. If anybody hates this, they have no taste.
Yeah.
It's camp. It's fun. I love the detail on the dragon head. Like, it doesn't look like
it's
a puppet.
Insane.
It's beautifully detailed. So I'm a really big fan of the whole look. No, like zero notes. I will say she's probably relieved that she doesn't have to lip sync in it because it looks like a nightmare to lip sync in. But it's incredible.
But that's one of those looks that you know is so good that you wouldn't have to.
Oh no! This is a save you outfit.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
That's perfect. Yeah.
What did we think of our sister Near Enough coming out in a orange spiky kind of rocker chick Cyndi Lauper energy?
I don't hate
girls
the
just want to have fun.
I mean, I don't hate the look at all. It's a very fun look. But everything that I've gotten to see from her from the first look to the second look, it feels like completely out of the gate. Like, it doesn't make sense with what she's shown us.
I will agree. Like, from a place of persona, I think sometimes maybe when you're getting ready for the show, the obsession is like, range. I want to show diversity. Like, I want to show all these different sides of myself. And so maybe the idea here was to show kind of Nira with some edge. I just thought you're right. It kind of felt like a little off brand for the brand we've already kind of fallen in love with.
Yeah.
Like it all stayed together. Like which piece is falling off at the end of the runway? Like that's part of your brand now.
Well, it's just, we get girls just want to, we go from diamonds are a girl's best friend to like kind of a similar aspect in the showgirl outfit to all of a sudden girls just want to have fun 1985. Like for me, it just kind of felt like, oh, what are we doing?
But she's got a time machine. Yeah. And she's not afraid to use
she's
it.
She's just like, so I don't hate it at all. It's very well made. It's very beautifully done. The detail in the jacket, the detail in the boots is great. I like the mullet, but I think she looks great in just like a pussy human hair too. So I think she would look great regardless, but it just felt off. Like it just felt weird on why this
love the
weird.
Mullet.
Love.
Don't love it on her.
No.
To your point.
No, I like the mullet. I just prefer another hair on her.
Oh, sorry. Well, and I won't put words in your mouth, but that's how I feel. I like it, but I feel like on her, it's not doing, there's something about it. Is either it's the color or it's the cut. I can't tell, but both in tandem, I'm like, no.
It just feels like it's not the person we saw all of the episodes. It feels like a new person.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who that? New phone, who dis?
Yeah, very that. Drag,
who dis?
What did you think of Kitten coming out as like a big Victorian holographic kit with her little kitty on the leash?
Yeah. Okay, so in theory, this should work. It's like campy. It's over the top. But like something about that skirt tulle color being so different than the like teal mirror color that it just, I would have liked the skirt to have been blue for there to have been like kind of a through line. It felt really disconnected.
So this is what I mean when like Kitten's outfits are all, or Kitten's outfits that she makes are very drag. Like this is,
yes.
Like this looks yes. like she would make it for like a show, you know? And sometimes uh-huh. I feel like for the runway, you have to break out of that to make it more fashion versus something you would wear on like your local stage. Mm-hmm. But I think her delivery is really fun.
Yes, that saved it.
The little walking the little cat, I thought was mm-hmm. really cute.
I always think it's so interesting when people walk their cats.
I have friends who walk their cats and it's a very different experience.
Does the cat walk you? Like, do you kind basically of. Go where the cat wants to go?
Yeah, like with my dog, with Molly, she has like a couple different routes of like walks that we do. We have like the short walk, the long walk, the yeah. really long walk. And she kind of like, for me, she sort of lets me know which one she wants to do. But it's still like the same pattern of walk. For a yeah. cat, I feel like the cat's like, I'm going to lay here now. Maybe let's walk over here.
That's what I picture. It's like kind of just like waiting for the cat to like keep walking. Any hoozle, Kitten, fun look.
Cute.
Felt a little disconnected, but want to see more because mm-hmm. you make it yourself. And that's super impressive. Up next, we have Amy Yonce Chanel. I love this color combo. Mm-hmm. That true blue with that orange. They're complementary colors. They're just so rich together. I just wish the shoe was blue. I don't know.
Really?
Swapped it. Yeah, for some reason. I don't know. It caught my eye. I was like, oh, but I knew what she was doing. She was kind of like styling it all together.
Yeah, that's such a tiny detail that I didn't even really notice it. Overall, I like the whole thing. The hair is my favorite part. The like bongo at the top of the hair.
Oh, that hair was good.
The hair is great. It was probably so heavy.
How do you get a bongo on your head? Like that's heavy. That's wooden.
So what do you think of the girlfriend experience?
Okay, this is very, very sexy. Actually, I'm pretty sure I recognize this piece from Vancouver, but she stoned it for the show. Like, she made it even more, like, Drag Race ready.
See, I think this is Evan.
Yes, I think this is a piece of Evan's.
Yeah, this is Evan.
That they perhaps embellished a bit more for the show. I've always loved it. It's very sweet. She looks great in nudes, mm-hmm. like that kind of skin tone, flesh tone. Really sweet. The one thing I'll say about the girlfriend experience for this episode, I absolutely love seeing all the body, yaddy, yaddy, even for the promo. The one thing that would be exciting eventually for the girlfriend experience is to wear a bit more clothes, like then to see a range.
I would like to see like a gown or like a...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like to watch them strut in that. And I'm sure that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But then when she does it, it's going to be such a surprise. I know. So I can't wait.
Do you know what I would have done if I was her?
What?
I would have saved the nudity.
Hey, but you never know. I think for them, for her, it's just literally so like part of who she is that it's like, it's got to come out right away.
You're right. You're right.
You can't contain that sexuality.
I know.
She hates clothes. She's like, get them off me.
I think if she could be naked all the time, she would.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Do you know what I will say about the hair? I wish the hair was like shaken out a bit.
Brushed a bit more?
Yeah, brushed a bit more. It felt like she just curled it and threw it on. And I was like, yeah. we could run our hands through the curl really quick. Really quick.
Yeah.
And this is where your sisters come in. This is where it's shady of your sisters, because your sisters would have seen that and they would have come up and they would have brushed their hands through your hair and said, let me separate those curls a bit. That's the shady thing. That's when you know, mm-hmm, it's competition, because your sisters saw that and they said, yeah, that's cool.
Great. You look great, Diva. We're watching you.
We're watching you. But she does look great. I just wish that there was just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to Melinda. What did you think of this gold gown?
Okay, so in theory, this is okay. I would have loved to have seen it strapless and like boned and perhaps, mm-hmm, a slightly more elevated textile. It's one of those more fun fabrics.
The fabric is a little... Not
I know you do not like this kind of fabric.
Oh, I hate a mystique. I
was going to say, it's like a mystique fabric. It's a mystique. It's
You know how I feel about mystique.
Yeah. You think it's a mistake.
Yeah, I don't love mystique, but that's my own personal vendetta with mystique fabrics.
With mystique, yes.
Yeah, just not a big fan of those.
I think that's also why I wanted the corsetry. Something about it being boned or corseted would make it look more elevated. The way it having a little shoulder seam, mm-hmm, it felt, again, a little too off the rack for me. And this is throwing stones from glass houses. Like, everything I wore in my season, you could say that about me. But it's just, as a viewer, you watch it and it's like, oh, I just want it to be a little more XYZ.
And I get where she was going with the big earrings, but like, she wore an AB with a gold, and that's hard. Like, it mm-hmm should have been more of like maybe a bronze or something more of like a gold earring. I think it would have made more sense with like the golden blonde, the red lip, and then the golden dress instead of this like silvery blue on her earring. And I think if you're going to wear a hair that's like that long and a synthetic, you've got to be so on top of it because it can tangle so easily. And I felt like it was slowly, as the episode went on, tangling even more. And like the fact that it was like falling in front of her face, I was like, we got to move that. So it wasn't my favorite look, but I feel like it could have, little things could have made it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then last down the runway, we have our definition of maximalism. Out comes denim in the most cool, complex thing I've seen on the runway this season so far. I'm not quite sure what I'm staring at, but I like it.
It looks like a cow got abducted by aliens and was turned into a genetic experiment and then thrown back on Earth. And discovered Fashion Week.
Yes, exactly.
I think when it comes to like something like this, you know how we were talking a lot about like placing a lot of things that make you bulky in the center? I think then this one is just so costumey that it could literally look like anything. And we would just be, as long as we could see denim's face, we're good.
Well, totally. This kind of look is such a different beast, mm-hmm, than that point with Neera when we were talking about her second look. The objective isn't to look like snatched at your waist. Like, the objective is to basically be a moving, walking, soft sculpture. Mm-hmm. So that's where I almost look at it through a different, more arts lens versus like a fashion sartorial lens. Mm-hmm. Like, there's there's an unfair difference at times where Nira's probably listening being like, what? Like, you make me have to change my tiny bit of feathers. But when your intention is to be, I don't know, so abstract, it almost doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's really cool. But it's a great look.
It's just fun.
It's so cool. Mm-hmm. And they're just so funny really and goofy. And you can really see the, like, family resemblance with Pythia and Denim, is that they really have that similar sense of style.
Mm-hmm. And refinement. I think sometimes they just, like, they say it with the right fabric selection, the right, mm-hmm. I don't know, chain here, thing here. Like, to that point about how, like, we keep saying more stones for Melinda, it's not as though Denim actually had more rhinestones on this look. It's just that the overall vision for the piece didn't call for it. Mm-hmm. Whereas it's like some of Melinda's looks, like, they hark back to more glamour. So traditionally that would be a little sparklier. That's kind of how my brain, that's my gut instinct here. But what a mm-hmm. fun first episode. So many looks. Oh my God.
I know. Some, that was, it was so beefy.
Beefy SQ cuties. Sorry, we have a long one.
I know.
But it's like, we're just here. We're excited about it. That's the thing about the looks. We like talking about them. We like dissecting them, taking them apart.
It's my favorite thing, you know, to kind of like,
a lot of time.
Yeah, and it's my favorite thing to really be able to break down the whole episode and chat about it. I've just had so much fun. But we still have a little bit more of the episode to cover and a little bit more to kind of break down.
We're here. Okay, so we're in the workroom and we have a real moment from Melinda. She mm-hmm. reveals a fact prompted by Venus, which shout out to Venus for being like, girl, you were going through it. Like, say this on camera. And Melinda reveals that her partner right before the show experienced a mini stroke, which is
hard.
So difficult and so challenging. And it's, I can't even imagine dealing with that in general, let alone mm-hmm. doing it and then going on a show like filming reality TV. Like, that's so heavy and so intense. It's just mm-hmm. a lot.
Could you imagine? I watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy, so I know exactly what a stroke is and how to fix it. So
how to fix it? Fuck off.
I don't fucking know. I know, but that must have been extremely difficult. Especially like getting ready for that show is so stressful and it's already such a workload. So to have like your family on your mind with that as well would just be so much. Like I would have been snapping. Like I would have been going crazy. So
but she says, hand me my iPod. I am ready to go. I think I'm lip syncing. Like, she's feeling it, right? Yes. Like, she's in the workroom going, okay, like, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And, like, another level here. So we head to the main stage. We're back. And we find out this week that there is no bottom two. There are no bottoms, Juice, only tops. So
now, what do you think of this?
I mean, I love a top. I love two tops. What's the problem?
As a first out girly.
Right. Oh, are you bitter? Are you bitter?
Get fucked.
Oh, I didn't even think. The narcissist in me was just like, well, that about me.
Get fucked, you bitches. I want a fucking extra episode. But it's cool for them. I'm really happy. But I always, anytime there's a non-elim on episode one, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah. That's tough. That's got to be. I didn't even think of that. Okay, so that was a pill to swallow. Okay, justice for Juice Box.
Just for Juice Box.
But yeah, we're switching things up. We're switching it up. It's top two lip syncing for the win. So mm-hmm. it's gotten down to, rightfully so, Venus and Denim. I feel like they had incredible showings this whole episode. And they're letting it be known. So they're the top two. And they lip sync to Tegan and Sarah. Now, I'm a little bummed because all I wanted to hear was that song, All I Want to Get Is.
That was my
a
season.
A little bit closer. Wait, they already did that?
Yeah, that was on my season.
That's why. Okay, that's why.
Yeah, I think Alona did that one with Tainomi, maybe?
No, that was Avril Lavigne. That was Girlfriend.
No, that wasn't. That was Girlfriend. But it was Closer was on my season. I remember because I was so excited that it was on the roster for songs. And I remember I was at Cruisin' Tango's one night before we left. And I performed Closer to like, quote,
get ready.
Unquote, to get ready. And then Priyanka came backstage and she went, you know, we're not allowed to perform those songs, right? And I had a full-blown panic attack. Like, I was so nervous.
You know,
production's
so in the audience, and they're a little pissed.
She's like, you know, they're going to be pissed that you did that. So I emailed production the next day being like, I'm really sorry.
Wait, you emailed them?
Oh, I preemptively emailed them. Yeah,
you
saying I did it.
Are a loser. No, I'm just kidding.
You're a
okay,
loser.
So they already did it. They already did it. And I forgot my lizard brain, my smooth lizard brain forgot that.
No ridges or lumps, just all smooth. Like a rock, a pebble.
Give her a podcast with her smooth.
What'd you think of the
brain?
What'd you think of the lip sync?
Oh, Venus is so punctuated with her movements, and she just she was popping, she was locking, she was banging on a figurative window. It was good.
It must have been hard for Denim to lip sync in that outfit.
Yes,
it doesn't give lip sync.
It doesn't give lip sync because it's also so much happening around your face that it was hard to actually see. Her lips move. Like I was just like, wait, where are ya? Where are ya?
Where are you, Denim? Where are ya? Yeah.
So in that sense, I got the win. I figured it did go to Venus. It was sickening.
I mean, that's great for Venus to get the first episode win. That's incredible.
Oh my God. And I was at a viewing party with her last night, and the crowd was just so much love in the room. So much fun. It's like, it's been really sweet to experience this season through the eyes of close friends, but let them have their moment.
Because we have so many friends on this season.
So many friends, and we have so many moments. You know,
I just
want to give one moment to someone else. I want them to feel like a star too.
I love it.
It was really cute. And so again, applause to Venus. She's the front runner this season. Look out.
Mm-hmm. Look out for Venus and those legs and that humongous personality.
Bitch, last night I saw her and she was talking to me and I was flat footed and she was in heels. I was looking up like a little kid. Like, she's so fucking tall. I love it.
She's so tall. Anytime I talk to her, that's how I feel, regardless if I'm in heels or not. I'm just like, hi, mom.
But this has been a lengthy episode because it's the opener, it's the season opener, baby. Like, we've got a lot to say. So thank you, SQ Cuties, if you made it all the way through till the end. No elimination this week, so we don't have any queens to chat to, but we are so excited for season four to officially have started. How do you feel, Juice?
I feel good. It was a good episode, you know, and especially, like, no offense to season three.
But, no offense.
Nor offense, but season three kind of felt a little flatter compared to two. And I feel like season four gives that, like, really enriched. Like, it felt like they're taking more risks. It felt like I was excited about it. I feel like the reception has been huge. Like, I've seen people who are just obsessed with it. Specifically the girlfriend experience. They are absolutely obsessed with her, as you should be. Look at the material. She is all over social media. She is,
or the lack of material, so that you can see her incredible body.
Yes. There's actually a lot of discourse about people didn't like her runway. They said that they didn't like how simple it was. But I loved it, personally.
Honestly, we love her.
Yeah,
we Everyone love her. Shut up.
I love a from the archives Evan Clayton dress from the archives, from the vault. That's what he posted. He's like, from the vault. So I was like, oh, work.
Work.
Yeah,
we love
but it's
you,
good.
Evan.
How do you feel?
Oh, I'm so excited. I've been thinking about it all day. It feels right. I like a season happening this time of year. It's kind of chilly outside, so it's perfect to watch, like, a good show. It was hard when season three was happening in a summer time of our lives, because it was just like, how do I watch it? But this just feels correct. I love it.
It feels like we have got more time to, like, fit it in, to be, like, cozy and get to know the girls.
Cozy.
And so far, like, they've got a great dynamic.
100%.
Mm-hmm. They're great cast. There's something about it, and it's kind of funny to see, like, how they kind of all work together and stuff. So I'm really excited for the season. Shout out to Canada's Drag Race, you know, casting for the people who did this one. This one's it's a good cast together, but if you want to be a part of the semi-qualifying squeed, whoa.
I was so proud of you. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I had it. But if you want to be part of the semi-qualified Queens family, you can join us on Instagram at semi-qualified Queens Pod, on Twitter at SQQPod using the hashtag semi-qualified questions, or email us at semi-qualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
I like how you read that like someone at Canada's Wonderland giving the safety instructions.
I've been in, like, a fitness course for the past 3 days.
Please keep your hands inside the rider at all times. We enjoy you riding this ride. Have a good time.
Oh my God. I know.
We love you, SQ Cuties. And if you want to send in a voice memo, because we want to be, this is a conversation this whole season. What did you think of episode one? Record it at www.speakpipe.com/SQQPOD. And maybe we'll play it on the podcast.
Yeah. If you've got questions for any of the eliminated queens, we would love to have those in there. Mm-hmm. Right. That would be amazing if you've got anything that you want to ask an eliminated queen once that happens, because it didn't happen tonight. If you have any kind of suggestions for misinformation that me and Cynthia have obviously delivered to you, please correct us in the voice memo.
100%. Again, smooth lizard brains.
Smooth lizard pebble brains. But we love you guys so much. We appreciate the support on everything. And we will see you next week for episode 2 of Canada's Drag Race season 4. Bye. Mwah.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.